Okay, we're here at the National Ethanol Conference, and with me is Bob Reynolds, who received an industry award here. And Bob, tell me about we're talking about 20 years of ethanol here in the United States at this meeting. You've seen a lot of that. What have you seen in the industry in your time?
Well, I guess first off, I got started in '81, so production was 300 million gallons. Today, we're at 15 billion capacity. And over the years, you know, the battles have sort of changed. It's always been kind of scrapping to get market share. In the early years, you know, it was about tax credits and fuel regulations, and it's a lot more complex than that today. But still, it's, you know, we're one industry that I got to see start. And so it's very neat to see the kind of volume we have today compared to what we had 35 years ago when I got involved.
Well, your expertise is in the technical area, and how has that helped the industry grow, some of the things that you've done?
Well, I guess some of the first things that I did when I got involved with the industry, one was a manual that I wrote called Changes in Gasoline. It's now in its fourth iteration, and that's sort of become a training tool for auto technicians and the automotive industry to make the industry a little more acceptive of ethanol. In the early 80s, there were no specifications for ethanol, national standards, or for ethanol blends. And I worked for the RFA through ASTM, to develop standards for both ethanol and then the gasoline into which it was blended. So those are, there just really wasn't a lot of guidelines then. Also, we had to develop manuals and procedures of how to properly prepare retail stations, gasoline terminals for storage. And so all those things were all developed in the 80s and constantly being refined by current RFA technical staff. But in the beginning, it was starting all from scratch.
Well, and you mentioned that Christy is kind of your, I guess you were her mentor to some extent in getting into the industry. And how have you passed along your mantle, so to speak, to Christy?
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting story because I actually was the one that approached her about taking the position and asking her if she would leave her then employer. And she said, well, it'd take an awful good opportunity. And I called her back a few weeks later after I talked to Bob Denis and said, I got somebody I want you to interview, because I talked to him about gradually phasing myself out. But over the last 6 years, 7 years, we sort of started out gradually shifting things over. Some stuff she was already totally prepared for, and that aided a lot because she could jump right in and get started. And, you know, we had a little transition period on some of the automotive stuff. So it's been a progressive thing, but over the last 3 or so years, she's really pretty much taken over everything, and I've kind of gotten into a support role over the last 3 years, and now I'm finally retired. So,
well, as you retire, how do you feel about the state of the industry that you're leaving?
I think that there's great potential still. Certainly, we're now at a point starting with cellulose, kind of like what corn was, you know, 35 years ago. And we finally have some plants to point to that lead the way. We've got automotive technology coming at us that could lead to a lot higher blend levels, which would be a tremendous opportunity for growth. Unlike many of the energy sources that will run out someday, that's not going to happen with ethanol, and that's always going to, in my opinion, provide an upper hand.
Thank you very much, and congratulations here at the National Ethanol Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.